Father, I ask you that you would just speak through me, that you would use me today. Lord, I know that in this congregation, in this body, there are many, Lord, that are struggling, that are downcast, that are discouraged. Lord, and we all face those times in our lives. And I just pray, Father, that today the word of the Lord would cause faith to rise in our heart. And Father, that you would just build strength and courage in us. Lord, that you accomplish all that you desire in us and through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, the message this morning is just simply titled, Get Up. We've all seen maybe a boxing match in a movie, or maybe a real boxing match we watched on TV, or maybe you had the privilege to get to see one in person. And when one guy gets knocked down, what does his corner always yell? They start saying, get up, get up, get up. They don't ever say, stay down, stay down. Actually, I think I have seen one movie scene where they did that. The guy was so beat up, they thought he was going to get killed. No, but they're always saying, get up. And why do they say, get up? Because if you stay down, you can't win. But if you'll get back up, you can still win. As long as you can get back up, there's still hope that you will win. Well, I want to tell you, we all fall. We all get knocked down. But we don't have to stay down. We don't have to lay down. Here's the truth. You either get up or you give up. Micah 7 and 8 says, when I fall, I shall arise. This was the declaration of the prophet Micah. He said, when I fall, I will arise. I'm going to get back up. See, we all make mistakes. We all have slip-ups, goof-ups, and mess-ups. It happens to every one of us. You need to be aware of that. You know, sometimes it may feel like that you're the biggest failure, that you're the only one that's ever blown it this bad, or you're the only one that struggles this way. But I'm telling you, we all fall. We all make mistakes. Now, some of us put on a pretty good front, but it happens to all of us. No one always wins. No one is always successful. The key is that we always get back up. Winners never quit. Quitters never win. They asked Paul Harvey what the secret to his success was, and he said, when I fall, I get back up. And you know, there are countless stories of successful people, whether it's in how much money, how many billions of dollars they've made. Many of those people at one time went bankrupt. It's amazing. Or if you're talking about the greatest inventors of the last 100 or 200 years, for every one great invention, they usually had thousands of failures. You see, but many people don't think that way. They have a few failures and they're just ready to give up. Well, I want to tell you, the key here is that you get back up. And you know, in the Christian life, that's part of the key to overcoming, to being more than a conqueror. It is refusing to give up. It's refusing to stay down. It's refusing to just lay down and allow the enemy to gloat over you, but rather that you always get back up. Happens to us all. One man said, we're either falling or living with the consequences of failure or recovering from failure or facing failure right now or living with the fear of failure. But one way or another, you see, we all deal with failure. We all deal with when we fall, are we going to get back up? So in the NIV, Micah 7 and 8 is, do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Now, I did a little word study on this phrase in Scripture, and the literal translation is when I have fallen, I have arisen. We need to realize that there's no delay. It is a certain thing that you're going to get up. And also, it is immediate. You're not going to stay down. You're not going to wait. You're not just going to lay there for a while. But when you fall, you're going to get right back up. How long are you supposed to stay down when you fall? Well, I found that when we fall in the natural, the length of time that we stay down increases with age. You know what I'm saying? It takes a little longer to get back up. I've also seen that many times the speed of being able to get back up is very closely associated with how embarrassed we are. Because sometimes we can fall and just pop back up like nothing happened, hoping that nobody saw. But see, in spiritual things, we ought to never stay down. We ought to never be willing to allow our enemy to gloat over us. Micah says, "Do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise." And that's the point for every believer, is it needs to be predetermined in our heart and life that when we fall, we're immediately going to get right back up. It needs to already be decided that we're just not going to allow ourselves to stay down. You know, most of us wouldn't think of doing that in the natural. If we fell down, if it was within our power to get back up, we would get up. And yet, spiritually, so many people seem to just stay down. I want to encourage you this morning. That's not what God has for you. He wants you to get up. We've got to refuse to allow the enemy to gloat over us and just have it predetermined that we're going to get back up. One 80-year-old man, he says, "I'm never down." They said, "Well, how can you say that?" He said, "Because I'm either up or getting up." And that's the way it ought to be. That we're either up or we're getting up, but we're not staying down. We're just not going to allow the enemy to laugh at us and rejoice over us. And by the way, you do have an enemy. Now, a lot of people in the spiritual climate in our country today just don't really even believe in a devil. They're deceived. What a deception that Satan has pulled. They believe that there's some kind of a force of evil, but not a literal devil. I'm telling you, we need to realize the Word of God is true when it says that you have an enemy. You need to know you have an enemy. The worst thing is to think that you don't have an enemy when he is after you. Now, the Bible says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. It is not people that are our enemy. No, our enemy is the devil and the forces of darkness. 1 Peter 5:8 and 9 says, "Be self-controlled and alert." Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in the faith. Now, in Revelations, the devil is also called the accuser of the brethren. He's always there to bring accusation. See, he will tempt you to fall. He did it with Adam and Eve and was successful. He did it with Jesus and failed. But he will tempt you to fall. He'll set you up. He knows what your weaknesses are. He knows what you're prone to. And he will set you up. He'll use people and circumstances to set you up for a fall. And he will even quote the Word of God to you. He'll twist it, pull it out of context, and he'll quote the Scripture to you. That's what he did when he tried to tempt Jesus. He quoted the Scripture to him. If you're a Bible-believing Christian, don't ever think that Satan won't try to twist the Word of God and use it against you to defeat you or to cause you to fall. But he'll do whatever it takes to try to get you to fall. Try to get you to back off of what you've been believing God for. Try to get you to back down in your fight of faith. And you know, we all fall in many, many different ways. You can fall into some sin. You can fall when you're trying to break a bad habit or addiction. We call that falling off the wagon. See, lots of ways that you can fall. You don't have to stay down, though. What's the best thing in the world when somebody falls off the wagon? Get right back on. See, we can fall by failing to be patient and loving and kind to other people. We can fall by losing our temper. We can fall in our work and service for the Lord. We get tired and weary, or maybe somebody hurt our feelings, or we just were disappointed and felt unfruitful, and so we just gave up. We can fall in our devotional life when we begin to neglect prayer and neglect the Scriptures and just neglect spending time with God. we can fall in our standing and fighting the good fight of faith. You see, the Bible says this is how we fight. We stand against all the wiles of the devil, all the tricks and schemes of Satan. We stand against him. And when you're no longer standing and fighting, you've fallen. It's time to get back up. We can fall by the words of our mouth. We lose our good confession, begin to say the wrong things. We speak doubt and unbelief. Or maybe we gossip or become critical of others and judgmental in the things that we say. In fact, the Bible says in James 3:2, we all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. A lot of us fall by what we say. See, the enemy will try to trip you up. He'll stick his foot out. He'll give you a push. He'll incite you to say something that you shouldn't. He will lie and deceive. He'll quote scripture. But that same voice that tries to incite you and tempt you and deceive you, as soon as you fall, that same voice then begins to accuse. He then becomes the accuser of the brethren. And the same voice that told you to go ahead, let them have it, he then is saying, and you call yourself a Christian? Look at you, you hypocrite. And sometimes he'll even get a person to say it. Oh, listen, there have been a lot of people that decided they were going to serve the Lord. And when they started trying to turn their life around, there was almost always some friend or family member who said, well, you're just a hypocrite. You see, the accuser of the brethren will always try to keep you down when you mess up. He's always going to try to hold you down. Why? Because he knows that as long as he can keep you down, he can keep you from being effective for God. He can keep you from living out the purpose and the plan that God has for your life. As long as he can keep you down, you are ineffective for the cause of Christ. He'll ridicule you. He'll challenge your faith. He'll even question your salvation. Oh, you're not really saved. You're not really born again. Well, this life isn't for you. You're just nobody. You call yourself a Christian. He wants to keep you down because he knows as long as you're down, you won't fulfill your purpose and mission in life. No, if you're going to do what God wants you to do, you got to get up. You got to get up. Now, you know, the Bible doesn't just tell us about great men and women. It tells us about great men and women who fell and yet overcame. David fell hard when he committed adultery and then he had the woman's husband killed. But David went on. Not only did God forgive him, but he still used him as a great leader over his people. God still used David from that time on, and we read in the book of Acts, the Bible tells us that David fulfilled the purpose of God in his generation. And you see, no matter what terrible failures you've had in your life, and the accuser may stand and say, who do you think you are? God can't use you. Well, you've blown it too bad. It's too late for you. But just like David, you can still fulfill the purpose of God in your generation. But you got to get back up. You can't stay down. You have to get up. See, Satan will just use anything to try to get you down. Mistakes, disappointments, failures, bad habits, sins, weakness. He'll even try to use things like sickness and bills and family problems and trouble at work, just being tired and weary. Whatever it takes, he'll try to get you down, to get you to give up. What does it take to get you to just stay down? Whatever it takes, I'm telling you, the enemy's going to be trying to do it. He's going to try whatever he can to get you out of commission, to get you to just sit on the sidelines. I remember one time when I was a freshman in high school, I was just a little guy, littler than now, 50, 60 pounds littler. And the lunch bell rang, and I was hauling for the lunch line because I didn't want to be last in line. I wanted to be up first, and I don't have to stand in line a long time. Besides, I ate two lunches. It took me a long time to eat, so I needed time, you know? So I'm hauling to the lunch line, and there was a big, tall senior standing in the hallway, and as I went by, he stuck his foot out. And I don't think he really meant to get me good, but I looked back, glanced at him, and saw the guilty look on his face, and he got me good. I wiped out. But you know, something happened. I just popped right back up and kept running. You know why? Because I wanted to be in that lunch line. I had a goal. I didn't have time to feel sorry for myself or be mad at somebody. I wanted to be in that lunch line, and I was going to get there. Now, that's just a silly little story. How much more should we in spiritual things refuse to allow a fall to keep us from doing what God wants us to do, from reaching our goals? And you might say, oh, but they shouldn't have tripped me. They shouldn't have hurt me. That shouldn't have ever happened. But are you going to let it keep you down? Are you going to just get back up and keep going with God? If somebody makes you fall, don't worry about it. Jesus will take care of them. Jesus said, if anybody causes one of my little ones to stumble, it's better for them than a millstone were hung about their neck and they were cast into the sea. That sounds pretty severe. He said it would be better for them. So the Lord will take care of them. But don't allow the enemy to gloat over you. Don't allow the enemy to rejoice when you have fallen. Get back up and keep going. Refuse to allow the enemy to get an advantage of you by getting you down. See, we've all missed it at times. We've all made mistakes. But the worst thing we can do is to stay down. You might have made some bad choices. You don't have to stay down. You might have made some bad grades, young people. You don't have to keep making them. You might be down and depressed. You don't have to stay there. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Make up your mind that you're not going to stay down. Determine that no matter how many times you fall, you're going to get back up. You're not going to allow yourself to be defeated. You're not going to allow yourself a pity party. You're not going to allow yourself to feel sorry for yourself, but you're going to get back up. And you know, as I say that, I know that sometimes when you fall, when you're down, it's hard to get back up. Sometimes when you're really depressed and discouraged, it is hard to get back up. But I'm telling you, that's exactly what you have to do. That is the word of the Lord to us. Get up. Get up. Just make up your mind. You may not feel like it. You might think, I'm not ready. You might say, I don't have what it takes. But get back up. Just make up your mind. No matter what, I'm getting back up. Now, most of us know when we're down. But I'm going to give you some, you know you're down. Because sometimes we have a hard time admitting it, and maybe even to ourselves. So I just want you to realize, you know you're down when you feel hopeless. When you're discouraged and it seems like you can't ever win, and you just feel like a loser, you need to get up. You're an overcomer in Christ Jesus. You need to know that God has called you to be more than a conqueror through Him who loved us. Amen. When you have just settled in to have yourself a good old-fashioned pity party, when you're feeling sorry for yourself, you know that you're down and it's time to get up. Now listen, I'm not saying that you haven't been hurt. I'm not saying that you don't have a reason to feel sorry for yourself. But I'm telling you, until you shake that off and get up, your enemy is gloating over you. Don't allow yourself the luxury of a pity party, but get up and keep going with Jesus. If you're no longer fighting the fight of faith, in other words, if you're not extending your faith and believing God for things and active in using your faith, you're down and you need to get up. If you're no longer standing against the enemy, if you're no longer fighting the forces of darkness, you're down and you need to get up. Listen, if you're no longer pursuing the goal, the purpose of God in your life, you need to get up. If you're not actively involved in the work of Jesus in the earth and involved in the church and what the kingdom is doing in the earth today, you need to get up. And the last one, if you're not giving thanks and praising God, you need to get up. You may not even realize it, but if you're no longer giving God thanks and praising God, then you are down and you need to get up. People that are up and on top, I tell you, they're giving thanks. They got things to be thankful for, and they're praising God and going on with God. So get up. What's the best thing to do when you fall? Well, get back up. Determine that you're going to get back up, that down is not your destiny. That's not your destiny. Listen, God has destined you to be an overcomer more than a conqueror. So get up. Now, if you have your Bibles, I want you to turn to Hebrews chapter 12. We're going to read verses 1 through 3. What do you do when you fall? I tell you, you need to realize there is a great cloud of witnesses that's watching you. You ought to be embarrassed just to lay there on the ground. Get up. Make up your mind. What great cloud of witnesses. We read about them in Hebrews chapter 11. We call them the heroes of faith. And it's not only those that are listed, but all the heroes of faith that have gone on before us. They have joined that great cloud of witnesses. Listen, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. First of all, if there's something that's causing you to fall, get it out of your life. You know, Jesus put it this way. He said, if your right hand offends you, cut it off. That's pretty strong. Now, I don't want to see a bunch of people showing up next week without a hand. That's not what he's saying. He's saying that it may hurt, it may cost you, but if there's something that's offending you, that's causing you to sin, get it out of your life. And I'll tell you, when we fall, we need to see, is there something that is besetting us? Something that's holding us back in our race for God? Something that keeps causing us to fall? Maybe a bad friendship? Now listen, you need to be a friend of sinners. Jesus was. But if you've got friends that are dragging you down, let me tell you, you're not the one doing the ministry. What's holding you back? What's bringing you down? See, for some people, it might be the TV or the internet. But if there's something that's bringing you down and holding you down, it's time for you to throw it off. Get rid of the things that are tangling you up and keeping you from running your race for Jesus. He says, and let us run with perseverance. You see, you can't just give up. You can't feel sorry for yourself. You can't say, but I'm tired and weary. Listen, we will reap a harvest if we don't give up. But we have to persevere. And he says, run with perseverance the race marked out for you. You see, every one of us, God has a purpose for our life. There are things that God intends for us to do and fulfill in our life. But it won't happen if you stay down. You got to get up. You got to persevere. Fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the perfecter of our faith. Listen, if you've got your eyes on yourself and your own weakness and your own failures, and you got your eyes on your own problems and the obstacles and the things that you're having to deal with, if you've got your eyes on other people, I'm telling you, you're not going to get up. You got to get your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You got to make him your focus. Keep your eyes on the goal. Listen, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. You see, even Jesus, he didn't just look at the cross. He looked past the cross to the joy set before him. And church, we can't just focus on the battle and the obstacles and the problems. We got to focus on Jesus. Scorning its shame, he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Consider him who endured such opposition from sinful men so that you will not grow weary and lose heart and just give up and stay down. No, you got to get up. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Consider him. Think about what Jesus went through because of the victory, the joy that was set before him. And I tell you, if we'll keep our eyes on the goal, on the victory, we'll get back up. Make up your mind that you're not going to stay down. Micah said, "Don't gloat over me, my enemy. You may not hear his voice, but I tell you, the enemy gloats over you when you stay down. He's rejoicing over you when you stay down. You need to make up your mind. You're not going to allow the enemy to ever gloat over you. If you've messed up, admit it to the Lord. He knows about it already. But especially when we have sinned, it's important. The Bible says if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So when you messed up, when you've blown it, admit it to the Lord, confess it to the Lord. But it's not only important so that you might be forgiven, it's also important because it's the first step to receiving help from God. You got to admit that you need his help. And when you've fallen, you need to say, "Father, I messed up. I need your help." We need to be willing to look to God. Anytime that we find ourselves down, we need to realize that he is our help, that he is our source of strength, that we look to him. We can't do it on our own. We need his help not only to help us up when we fall, but to keep us from falling. Amen? When you feel like you're just stuck in a rut, you know, sometimes you can get so far down, it feels like there's no way that you can get out on your own. No way that you could ever possibly get out of the pit of despair that you're in. Psalms 103 and verse 4 says that he redeems our life from the pit. Now, King James says destruction. You know, and that's what the enemy wants, to get you in a pit of destruction. Because, see, he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And if he can get you down, let me tell you, ultimately, he is destroying what God wants to do in and through your life. But there's a pit. Sometimes you can get so far down in a pit that you feel like you can't get up. You can't get out by yourself. But he redeems our life from the pit. If you'll just turn to him and you say, "I want to get up. Help me out of this." I tell you, no matter how far down, how deep you are in trouble, God can get you out. He will redeem your life from the pit. He's that good and he's that awesome and powerful. He can do it. You got to look to him for strength. We need to remember the greater one is living inside of us. That's what the Bible says. Greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. Jesus didn't allow death, hell, and the grave to keep him down. You need to let the Jesus inside of you stand up. He will get up. If you'll let Jesus be strong in you, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Then no matter what you're dealing with, the Jesus in you will get up. Amen. You just got to know you can't do it on your own. You need his help. And when the enemy tries to gloat over you because you're down, you need to let that Jesus in you be strong. Let him stand up inside of you. You know, just like some believers do the devil's work when they gossip and criticize, they also gloat sometimes when others fall. And what a horrible thing. I tell you, church, we are to help one another. And when somebody else is down, we need to be quick to come to try to help them up. You know, I remember one time Carmen did a dive off the platform. She was going down the steps and she fell. And within about 2 seconds, there was like 5 people there to help her up. And that's the way it ought to be. But you know, we ought to be that way in spiritual things as well. That we are quick to come to help others, to lift them up. We see somebody fall, we don't stand back and talk about them and point the finger, but instead, we come to help them. But you know, I'm going to give you some words of wisdom here. You can't help somebody that doesn't want to be helped. And that cuts both ways. First of all, you know what? We need to receive help. When we're down and somebody's trying to help us, we need to be willing to receive it. Now, I don't know about you, but now if I'm down and gloomy and grumpy, sometimes it just irritates me when somebody's trying to help me be cheerful. I just want to enjoy my grumpiness. You can't help somebody like that. You can't help somebody that doesn't want to be helped. So I encourage you, when you're down and somebody's coming along and try to help you, be willing to receive help. Be willing to allow them to help you. By the way, you know, sometimes we feel sorry for ourselves. Is nobody helping me? Maybe nobody knows you need help. But on the flip side of that, listen, wisdom is help somebody. Reach out. Try to help people. But if somebody don't want your help, you can't help them. They're just going to resent it. But you know who's always there for us? Jesus. He is that friend that's closer than a brother. He's always there. He'll never let you down. You can always turn to Him, and He'll always help you get back up. The upside of being down is that we can learn some things. You just got to learn the right things. See, sometimes when people are down, they learn the wrong things. They learn that they can't win. They learn that nobody likes me, everybody hates me. And you know how that goes, right? They learn that no matter how many times they try, they just keep failing. See, you can learn the wrong things, or you can learn the right things. First of all, that we can't do it on our own. If you could do it on your own, you wouldn't be down. In fact, the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 10:12, if you think you're standing firm, be careful that you don't fall. You see, anytime we allow ourselves to become prideful and arrogant, we are headed for trouble. We are headed for destruction and a fall. We learn that we are ever dependent upon the Lord. Let me give you an example in the man Moses. Moses, from the time that he was born, was chosen, ordained, set apart by God to be a deliverer for His people, a great leader. And Moses, as he grew up in Pharaoh's household, he had all of the fame, the money, the education that Egypt could offer. And when he was 40 years old and he saw his people being mistreated, he wanted to help them. He wanted to fulfill the purpose of God in his life. But Moses, in his self-sufficiency, stepped forward to help, and he killed a man. He had to flee from Egypt and spent 40 years in the desert. And for all practical purposes, it looks as though there's no way that he's ever going to fulfill his mission in life. But he learned something through that failure in those 40 years. Moses learned to be humble. In fact, the Bible says that he was the meekest man in all the earth. He learned to rely upon God. He learned not to rely and depend upon Moses, but upon God Himself. And the Lord was his strength. And when he came back to Egypt to lead God's people out, he didn't depend upon the strength of Moses, but upon the strength and the power of God. Now I tell you, if we learn anything when we fall, it ought to be that we learn to depend upon God and trust Him and not in our own selves. We can't do it on our own, but in Him we overcome. We are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. See, we learn it's not over just because we fail. God is bigger than our mistakes and our failures. Romans 5:20 says, where sin increased, grace increased all the more. God's grace is sufficient in spite of our weakness. He has already forgiven you, and He wants you to get back up. He wants you to win. Psalms 103, verse 10 through 12 says, He does not treat us as our sins deserve or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far as He removed our transgressions from us. You see, there's therefore now no condemnation unto them who are in Christ Jesus. You don't need to stay under that load of guilt. You don't have to stay down and pay a price. Jesus has already paid the price. You need to realize your Father has forgiven you. He loves you. And He wants you to get back up. God still has a plan and a purpose. When you're down, you need to realize God still has a plan and a purpose, so get up. How about Simon Peter? He fell hard. He said, Lord, I'll never deny You. And Jesus said, before the cock crows three times, you'll deny Me. Before the cock crows, you'll deny Me three times. There, I got it out. And He did exactly that. He cursed and swore that he didn't even know Jesus. And he wept bitterly. And after Jesus has risen from the dead and He calls for the disciples, He says, and Peter. Tell them to come. And Peter. He made a point of telling them to tell Peter. I think if he hadn't have done that, Peter would have probably just said, I'm too far gone. I denied the Lord. There's no hope for me. But Jesus said, and Peter. Maybe that's you this morning. Maybe you think you're the one that there's no hope for. You're too far gone. Too many mistakes, too many weaknesses and failures. He's calling your name. And Peter became that great evangelist on the day of Pentecost that preached and 3,000 souls were saved. Peter became that anointed man of God that when he walked by and his shadow crossed over sick people, they were healed. Yes. That same Peter that denied the Lord. You see, when you're down, you need to know it's not over, that God still has a purpose and a plan for you, but you got to get up. You got to go on with God. And I'll tell you, our enemy is a defeated foe. Don't allow him to gloat over you. Jesus said, Luke 10, 18 and 19, I saw Satan fall. We've been talking about when you fall. Listen, Jesus said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. And then he says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. He's given us power over the enemy. The last thing we need to do is allow our enemy to ever gloat over us. Don't stay down, but get up. You talk about a role reversal. You see, the devil wants to put his foot on you. Don't let the devil wipe his feet on you. The Bible says, it's Romans 16 and 20, the God of peace will soon crush Satan under your feet. So don't allow the enemy to gloat over you when you fall. Don't allow him to put his foot on you, but get up and shake yourself off and go on with God. Because listen, the victory is ours through the Lord Jesus Christ. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through the Lord Jesus Christ. He has called us to be more than conquerors through Him who loved us. But you got to get up. You got to decide. I'm not going to feel sorry for myself. I'm not going to blame or point the finger. I'm not going to look at my weaknesses and my problems anymore. Whatever's happened has happened, but I'm going to get up and go on with God. So I'm telling you this morning, here's the word of the Lord to us. Get up. Just get up. Make up your mind that you're going to get up no matter what. No matter how many times you fall, no matter what comes your way, you're going to get up. Yes. Amen. Well, go ahead and do it. Just get up. Amen. Get up. Get up. Oh, we need to get up on the inside. Get up in your spirit, in your soul. Why art thou downcast, O my soul? That's what David said. He encouraged himself in the Lord, the hope in God. And sometimes we just have to do that. We just have to make up our mind that we're going to stir ourselves up and just refuse to allow ourselves to stay down any longer. So I encourage you, get up on the inside. Get up spiritually. Oh, some of you just been kind of floundering around. I know exactly how it is. Just kind of being lukewarm. Stir yourself up. Get up. And let's be on fire for God. Let's be passionate about the Lord and serve the Lord with a whole heart. Don't allow yourself to sit back and play church anymore, but get up and decide that you are that winner that Jesus Christ called you to be.